What's up, you guys? Back Galbree here. For any new listeners that happen to stumble across this podcast, welcome. Thank you for joining us today. And for my returning listeners from my previous podcast, welcome back, you guys. Thank you all so much for the love and support that you've given me along this new journey. If you don't know already, my name is Brittany, and you're listening to Bad Gal Brie, Unfiltered and Unpopular Opinions, episode number 9. So this past week was very chill. The few of many weekends and school weeks that I know for a fact are going to be very chill and lackluster and just very laissez-faire and hands-off. I just figured out that I can't be stressing out when things aren't going my way, and I just need to worry about things that are happening now and not about things that are happening later on. Like, tomorrow's worries are tomorrow's worries, and I just need to worry about things that are happening right now in the present and not focus on things that will happen in the future, because I have a tendency to worry about things when I don't need to worry. And I think, like, most people do this, like, they stress themselves out about things they can't control, and it takes a toll on your body. It can cause you to lose your hair, get pimples, and for those who know me, I don't like pimples, and my hair is my best accessory. I cannot lose my hair because of stress. So I'm just gonna, like, take the necessary requirements to take each day as it is, like, not worry about what's happening tomorrow, just worry about what's happening today. And that's all I can really do, just take it one day at a time, because I'm not in control, God is, and I'm putting everything in His hands. For today's unpopular opinion, it says, child abusers should be held accountable just as rapists and pedophiles are. Child abusers definitely deserve all the smoke. And this is something that I've definitely been thinking about, because all the child abuse cases that I see and how many parents get off for abusing their children and sometimes killing their children is just really disgusting. That's just like rapists and pedophiles getting off for sexually harassing and assaulting women and sometimes men. So for me, I'm just like, okay, this person killed and abused their child and they're just gonna get away with it? So I definitely disagree with the fact that there are some people out there that get away with abusing their children, but I do agree that child abusers should be held accountable just as rapists are. So if you want to hear the rest of my commentary, stay tuned. But before we dive into today's topic, I'm just going to give a very quick and brief disclaimer. The unpopular opinions that I come and discuss on this platform are not my own. They are from my audience. They want me to discuss it, and I feel obligated to do such because I'm providing the service. I am giving them content that they want to hear. I may agree or disagree with the unpopular opinions, but at the end of the day, it's my platform. It's my commentary. It's my podcast. If you feel offended by the things I may say, please leave now and forever hold your peace, because I'm not going to hold back on this platform. You know, like, it's definitely something that I want to do, and if I feel a certain way about it, I'm going to give my opinion on it. So this is just for the people that want to come for me and come for my neck and, you know, just want to, like, come for me without a way home and, like, no legitimate reason. I am going to give you all fair warning. This platform will have triggering content, and if you do not like it, please leave now and forever hold your peace. And yeah, now y'all already know the deal. I definitely have to give my commentary on this opinion. And yes, I agree that child abusers should be held accountable, if not to the same degree as rapists and pedophiles. They are all evil people in my sight. They did heinous, heinous things. It's just that one is more heinous than the other. Like, when you kill a child, I know there's, like, a special place in hell for you, because God gave you the gift of this bundle of joy, and you have whatever demon Satan possessed you with to take it away. Like, you, that's definitely an illness. That's mental illness if you think killing a child is, like, enjoyable or, like thrilling to you. So I'm definitely gonna dive deeper into the rabbit hole with this episode. If y'all don't like it, leave now and forever hold your peace. So if you want to hear what I think about this, enjoy the rest of my commentary. The first reason why child abusers deserve all the smoke is because they're child abusers. People like that don't get a slap on the wrist or like no sort of punishment at all. At least in my opinion, there are some people out there that are just like, oh, well, they just did this. It could have been worse. You're hurting one of the most unprotected people out there. If you hurt a child and you enjoy it and you get some sort of thrill or edge off of it, there is something mentally wrong with you. And I don't care who I offend, for the people who are defending child abusers, you are mentally ill too, because you know that's wrong. Like, the people that enable child abusers, I know that y'all have some sort of clownery conversations about how I could have done this, but in reality, oh, I just hit my child with like a belt buckle. What is wrong with you? Like, people like that really don't deserve children, and I'm just like so tired of people sticking up for child abusers. It's not okay, it's not cute, and it's not normal. Call out the fuckery when you see fuckery, and that's just that on that. It's not that hard. When you see something, you say something, and what's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong. Call out child abusers on their shit. Please and thank you. The second reason why child abusers deserve all the smoke is because they'll think they'll get away with it if no one catches them or checks them for their atrocious behavior. Now, this is why it's important to hold everybody accountable, from pedophiles, rapists, child abusers, drug traffickers, human traffickers, you name it. So when you're not checking these people and arresting them for doing illegal activity, I might add, you're basically enabling their behavior as if it's something good. And last time I checked, murdering anyone isn't okay, specifically children, but I guess that's neither here nor there for certain people. And it just boggles my mind as to how people really just give child abusers slaps on the wrist as if they didn't murder or hurt or torture one of the most innocent people in this world, children. Mind you, there are people out here selling their souls to new fertilization treatments like IVF and other things of that nature to have children because they're not physically able to carry a child. But people are out here getting pregnant willy-nilly and just killing the child as if God didn't give you that gift. And that's really disgusting to me, is how you could just easily take away the life of a child. Like, what did that child do to you? That child didn't ask to be here. When you really think about it, they were born into a world that you put them in because it was you who laid it low and spread it wide and got your ass pregnant. And then there you are 9 months later in the hospital pushing for your baby boy or baby girl. And then for whatever reason, you feel some type of way, so you decide to kill your child. That's mental illness. And like, I hope and pray that I'm never one of those people that has like the thought of killing my child, because I really don't know how you even live with yourself after thinking that. Like, I'd be better off with my child dead. Like, what is wrong with you? Like, genuinely, what is wrong with you? I'm tired of people enabling their behavior. Y'all need to cut the malarkey and hold child abusers accountable. I said what I said, hold them accountable, and make sure you're not enabling their behavior, because that shit's disgusting. The third reason why child abusers deserve all the smoke is because they initially didn't even deserve the rights to be parents. Like, if you think about killing or harming your child the first moment your child comes out of your womb and you raise your child, yeah, something's wrong with you and you need your parental rights revoked expeditiously, because I don't know how any person in this world can just think about killing a child, specifically their own child. Like, you're fucking sick. I've said this over the past like two reasons, but you're sick. I genuinely don't understand what possesses people to murder an innocent child. Like, bruh, if you watch the trials of Gabriel Fernandez this year,
you would have known how it felt to be like people on the outside, knowing that this child got killed and tortured by his parents. Well, one of his parents and his step-parent, his mom's boyfriend. And CPS did nothing. The parents got doo-doo sentences. Well, technically one got life imprisonment and the other one got the death penalty. But to me, that's not enough. It's not going to bring the child back. Like, this little boy lost his life. And for what? Because his parents thought he was gay? Like, I don't want to spoil anything, but either way, a child died in the custody of CPS and they failed to remove the child. And I just find it really disgusting. So it's technically not on the parents entirely. It's also on CPS and social services, because you're supposed to see the dangers and like the threats that are in the child's way. And you're supposed to remove that child from that threat or that danger so that they can live, the main reason, and sustain a healthy relationship with their parents, whether they're their biological parents or their foster parents or whatever. So to me, it's not just a failure on the parents, it's also a failure on CPS and social services, because there's some people that just get into social work that do nothing. And that's just really disgusting, because the whole point of social work is to reform the system that you're in. And people don't even do that. So I'm just confused. Like, why even get into something that you're not even willing to do? So yeah, hold the parents accountable, revoke their rights, and definitely hold CPS and social services accountable. Sue them when a child dies in their custody. Seriously, because at the end of the day, it's their responsibility to take that child and care for that child outside of the home, and they failed to do that. So make sure they're held accountable. The fourth and final reason why child abusers deserve all the smoke is because they murdered a child. Like, I don't know how you can fathom the fact of you killing a child, and some people get away with it, which is really messed up, and I'm just as perplexed as people that wonder how can someone get away with killing a child. It's just so mind-boggling to me, because people actually think children are evil. They think that there's something so bad about them. Children are innocent and children are sponges. They soak up anything in their environment. So if they're in a bad environment and they start acting out, that's on you, because training starts in the home and you need to train up a child in the way it should go, so when he's old, he won't depart from it. Period, poo. So you thinking, instead of me disciplining my child, if he's acting out, let me kill my child. What's wrong with you? Like, why is that the outcome that you want? Why do you want to harm your own child to that extremity? Because I can't even definitively think of a time when my parents wanted to kill me, because they wouldn't want to kill me. They love me. So it just comes down to people who don't love their children and aren't ready to be parents, because that's what I think. If you don't love your child and you don't want to be a parent, then the most outcome that I'm thinking is that you're probably going to kill your child. And it's sad, and it just goes to show you that not everyone deserves to be a parent. And obviously there's ways of not getting pregnant if you don't want a child, but that's neither here nor there. At the end of the day, child abusers deserve all the smoke. Y'all get away with too much shit, and I'm over it. And y'all need to stop killing children, because it's not cute at all. Please stop it. And that's the end of this podcast episode, you guys. I hope you enjoy it. Y'all are definitely giving me some really touchy subjects, and I kind of like it. The fact that there's no one out here talking about these things, and I have the platform to address it, I'm just really flattered and humbled that you guys are giving me these topics to talk about, because I want to talk about controversial things. I want to talk about things that will get a conversation started. So the fact that y'all are just giving me these opinions and want to know what I think about it, it really just touches me, and it just shows me that you guys really appreciate my expertise when it comes to these things. And I just thank y'all for the love and support that you've given me.
As always, new episodes are coming every Wednesday at 2. And yeah, my name is Brittany. And remember, bad girl run things.